From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting an airstrike in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 19 people at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders. 12 staff members are among the dead at the hospital in Kunduz after what the medical group described as a sustained bombing that continued even after American and Afghan military officials were first informed of the airstrikes. Bart Janssens is the director of operations for the medical relief group.
So we believe that this is a very high-tech aerial bombardment of our hospital with all the horrible consequences we have seen. For this reason, we ask now a clear explanation of the coalition forces and an independent inquiry that is fully transparent to us.
The U.S. military has acknowledged it conducted a pre-dawn airstrike in the area that may have caused collateral damage to a medical facility. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has expressed his deep sorrow in a statement over the killing and wounding of civilians. And the U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said in a statement that a full investigation into the incident is underway in coordination with the Afghan government. Russia says that its planes attacked Islamic State targets and other insurgents in central and northern Syria. A Russian military spokesman said the planes flew 20 missions over Syria in the past day, hitting 9 Islamic State targets. The spokesman said equipment and weapon storage facilities were destroyed, along with an ammunition depot. The United States and its allies have condemned the Russian air campaign, claiming that Moscow is using the offensive as a cover to buttress the government of embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. Nigerian officials say 15 people were killed and 41 injured in explosions in 2 locations near the capital city, Abuja. The explosions Friday night happened in satellite towns near the capital. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the explosions, but the attack has the attributes of others by homegrown extremist group Boko Haram. The attacks came one day after 4 suicide bombers blew themselves up in the city of Maiduguri, killing at least 14 people. Officials said 39 others were injured in the blasts late Thursday. The first plane carrying the bodies of 104 Iranian pilgrims trampled to death during the recent Hajj in Saudi Arabia have arrived in Tehran. President Hassan Rouhani and other senior officials were at Tehran Airport to greet the plane. Saudi officials say that 769 pilgrims died in the stampede near Mecca. 464 of the dead were Iranians. Iran has blamed Saudi Arabia for mismanagement of the Hajj, and the incident has inflamed tensions between the two bitter regional rivals. The Vatican has fired a Polish monsignor who came out as gay on the eve of a big meeting of the world's bishops to discuss church outreach to gays, divorcees, and more traditional Catholic families. Monsignor Christoph Karamsa was a mid-level official in the Vatican's doctrine office. He said he came out because of what he called the church's homophobia. He said it's a very personal decision in the Catholic Church's homophobic world, a very difficult and tough decision, and I asked to bear in mind this reality, which is hard to understand for a person who has not experienced a moment like this in his life. A spokesman for the Holy See said that Karamsa could no longer work at the Vatican or its pontifical universities. He remains a priest. Authorities in Oregon have confirmed that the heavily armed gunman who went on a shooting rampage at a community college left a hate-filled note at the scene. NBC and CBS have quoted officials saying Friday afternoon that the shooter felt the world was against him. He wrote he was in a bad way and did not have a girlfriend, adding that he had no life. Christopher Harper Mercer shot dead 9 students and wounded 9 others before he was killed in an exchange of gunfire with police at Umpqua Community College in Oregon. He also wrote that he would be welcomed in hell and embraced by the devil in his multi-page message. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.